BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening and welcome to BTV News. On the morning of May the 21st, with 449 out of 449 deputies presenting voting in favor of 100%, the National Assembly passed a resolution to shorten the term of the 15th National Assembly and the 2021 to 2026 term of People's Council at all levels, and to set a nationwide election date for deputies to the 16th National Assembly and the 2026 to 2031 term of People's Council. According to the National Assembly resolved to shorten the terms of the 15th National Assembly and the 2021 to 2026 term of the People's Council at all levels. The election date for the deputies to the 16th National Assembly and the 2026 to 2031 term of People's Council is set for Sunday, March the 15th, 2026. The first session of the 16th National Assembly must be convened no later than 60 days after the election day. Similarly, the first session of the People's Council for the 2026 to 2031 term may be convened no later than 45 days after the election date. On the morning of May the 21st, Vice Chairwoman of the Provincial People's Council Huỳnh Thúy Vân chaired a press briefing with leaders and reporters from local media agencies to announce the tentative agenda and schedule of the 24th Extraordinary Session of the 13th Provincial People's Council, term 2021-2026. The 24th Extraordinary Session of the 13th Provincial People's Council is scheduled to take place on the morning of May 23rd at the Provincial Convention Center. During the session, the Council is expected to review and approve one report and nine proposals. Vice Chairwoman Huỳnh Thúy Vân called on local media outlets to enhance coordination and closely follow the agenda, content, and resolutions of the session to ensure timely, accurate, and comprehensive coverage. She emphasized that this would have voters and residents across the province stay informed and contribute to the overall success of the session.
On May the 20th, the Bình Định Department of Health issued a directive instructing its affiliated units and on medical facilities throughout the province to proactively implement COVID-19 prevention and control measures. The Provincial Center for Disease Control has been designated as the least latency test, with coordinating closely with relevant units to strictly monitor the COVID-19 situation, particularly in high-risk areas and places with large gatherings. Revenge measures are being reinforced at both healthcare facilities and within the community. At the same time, local authorities are working closely with the Nha Trang Pasteur Institute to analyze the situation, assess potential risks, and recommend timely, effective, and appropriate response strategies.
The People's Committee of Quy City, in coordination with the United Nations Development Programme in Vietnam, recently held a workshop to review the pilot implementation of waste separation source model in the wards of Ngô Mây and Nguyễn Văn Cử. The hybrid format workshop, conducted both in person and online, gathered 120 delegates representing provincial and city level departments, agencies, and relevant units, including the two participating wards. After 6 months of pilot implementation, more than 8,000 households in Ngô Mây and Nguyễn Văn Cử wards have participated in the program and initially learned how to separate waste at the source. Survey results show that around 50% of households in Ngô Mây ward and 70% in Nguyễn Văn Cử ward are currently maintaining waste separation practices. Bình Định Environmental JSC has also strengthened its waste collection and transportation network to meet the operational requirements of the model. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.